Your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now. But something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
You know, you make a lot of mistakes in your early years as an entrepreneur. Some of them are regrettable, some of them are laughable, and a lot of them you just completely forget. But after a while, if you stay in the game, you figure some things out. If you're anything like me, and because you're listening to this podcast, I suspect you are, you've probably accumulated at least a few regrets along the way. Maybe you've said some things, done some things, made some decisions, some partnerships that you wish you hadn't. I was always pretty impulsive. So if something seemed like a good idea, I just ran with it. Or if something came into my mind, pretty much flew out of my mouth, whether it was appropriate or not. Oftentimes, it was not. And then I'd get defensive about it when I was called out. Well, those weren't my finest moments. But as I went along, I began to learn, and the mistakes were fewer and farther between. I don't really think too much about the silly, stupid, unnecessary things I blurted out or how much time I wasted overthinking them after the fact. But what I do think back on and wish I could change is the wasted time I spent indulging in research, exploring, and learning things because they happened to grab my attention. I am such a lifelong learner that I could and did spend countless hours, weeks, months learning about something because it was interesting to me. Once I was on the topic, there was no stopping me. I totally rationalized it that it was necessary and important because I would need it someday. I would usually tell myself, I need it soon. Now, this tendency exploded in every direction once the internet really captivated me. I mean, how great was this? I could learn anything about anything I wanted at any moment of the day or night and literally follow myself down whatever rabbit hole happened to tickle my fancy, capture my attention, whatever. Eventually, I discovered Reddit, Quora, Facebook groups, online courses, and the amount of information available on every conceivable subject was not only limitless, but ever expanding. Man, I was like a kid in a candy store, and that store just kept getting bigger and bigger the more candy I stuffed into my bag. I signed up for, paid for, and took countless online courses, and a few are still waiting to be opened. I downloaded every possible free resource in every area of interest. This really applied to my entrepreneurial life because obviously when you go from being an employee to being a solopreneur, you need to learn everything about business from scratch, right? So there were countless teachers, mentors, gurus, coaches, consultants right at my fingertips with free PDFs and audio files and video training. It was hog heaven. Until I realized I was spending so much time learning about how to build a business, I didn't have the time or energy left to actually build one. I was in trouble, and I had to keep upgrading my cloud storage because all of the information I was so certain I needed. My drive had gone into overdrive, and my natural desire to learn and master a subject had just created chaos and overwhelm because the more information I had, the more information I had to organize and sort through and save. I finally had enough. I couldn't have finished it all in 7 lifetimes, as well as having no idea how to proceed. Well, I'm sure you can probably relate to this. So I finally had to figure out what to do. Now, I built things out of order and abandoned more than half of my projects. I knew I needed a plan or a roadmap for how to get from point A to point B, but more than that, I needed a set of rules for the road so that I wouldn't keep getting lost along the way. So I eventually created a rule for myself that helped me tame my tendency to learn everything that I possibly could. The principle is this: just in time versus just in case learning. And I still practice this to this day, as well as teach it to my coaching clients. Here's how it works. As you're moving forward, you become aware of all kinds of things that you think you need along the way. You only stop and pick up the ones that you actually need and can actually use right now or in the very near future. all the others, the ones that are just screaming to be picked up and taken along for the ride, telling you how important they are, how much you're going to miss if you don't pick them up immediately, what a good deal they are. You need to say no, or at least not now. The truth is, in spite of all the killer deals and brilliant marketing tactics, most of the things that we are deathly afraid of missing out on and become totally convinced we absolutely must have, we will forget about them if we don't grab them right now. And you know what? It won't matter. We can almost 100% of the time either get them later when it is the right time on our journey, or get something even better that doesn't yet exist. But if we grab them at the wrong time, they not only confuse us and waste our time, they distract us from what we really do need to be paying attention to now. Oh, goodness. This was one of the hardest lessons for me to learn, because it meant I had to confront a number of my traits that I believed I had no control over. One is my insatiable curiosity. Two, my lifelong love of learning. And three, my desire to master whatever subject I'm interested in at the moment. Well, if you add to that my impulsivity and not so hot memory, I really was convinced I needed everything. I needed all of it, and I needed it all right this minute. But you know what? By making this new rule for myself, just in time, not just in case, I was actually able to follow it and regain momentum. You see, all that learning, all that exploring, all that research doesn't really help us move forward. In fact, it holds us back. It's like driving at high speed with the brakes on. And by practicing learning things in a just-in-time, meaning this is what I need to be focusing on for the stage I am in my business right now, instead of just in case, oh, I gotta have this, it's 99% off, we actually stay in momentum and reach our goals faster. What we give up is distraction, second-guessing, overthinking, and FOMO. And you have no idea how these things slow your roll until you eliminate them. So here's how you take action, Jackson. If digital clutter is making you crazy, attack it. Attack it like your hair's on fire. And do not continue to purchase things or download them or put yourself on other people's lists because of a misguided sense of urgency. Stage one. Stop the insanity, otherwise known as just say no. Make a promise to yourself to immediately stop adding to the problem by adding just in time, not just in case, from this day forward. Make it a vow if you have to. Put it on your computer as a screensaver. Sign a contract with yourself. Put it on the front of your fridge, whatever it takes. Notice your tendency to say, oh, but this looks so good. I got to grab it right now before it's gone for good. I promise you, if you have been around the online space more than a minute, you already have 10 more just like it right on your laptop. You just don't remember. Hey, there is no judgment here. I promise you. I've got them too. Take a couple deep breaths. Walk away from that enticing item if you have to. You're just addicted to collecting information, and this is what withdrawal feels like. Stage two, decluttering. When you're feeling stronger and braver, having resisted enough impulses to collect more information that you actually don't need right now, you can begin reducing the amount of the backlog that you previously collected before you saw the light. You can go fast or you can go slow, but if you're experiencing a lot of angsty feelings about getting rid of stuff because, oh my God, I might need this, be gentle. Be gentle with yourself and go slow. If you're lucky enough to have a pal who is a real ninja with the whole minimalism thing, let him or her help you. There's no shame in this game, my friend. Get help if you need it. Just remember to keep your eye on the prize. What we are creating, my dear entrepreneurial friend, is white space. White space is what we need in our lives, in our businesses, and in our brains. And you're going to need a lot of it to create the business and life you can't wait to live. All the clutter from collecting all those things because you thought you needed them, you had to have them, or you just didn't want to miss out, they are standing in your way. Let's attack them like we mean it. So if you've had enough of your perfectionism holding you back, or how about your procrastination, people-pleasing, distractibility, imposter complex, or all of the above, I've got you. And for the first time ever, in addition to my individual coaching program, I'm going to be offering group coaching online this fall. To get all the details, you got to get on the waiting list. There's a link in the show notes and also on my website. Want to hear from someone who's actually worked with me? Here's my client, Rachel.
I didn't have you helping me along the way to understand a lot of this stuff. The meds would have been a waste for me, a complete and total waste. I would have had a little bit more energy maybe, but still the habits, whatever. There's no magic pill. It's always gonna be something I'm gonna have to work on, and I am understanding that and being okay with that and just kind of working through that and thinking and being intentional and stopping myself and doing all of the things for the first time in my life. I'm gonna tell you right now, the meds have allowed me to slow stuff down enough that I've never been this effective at anything cognitive ever in my life. But I've also never had it explained to me by somebody who understands what's going on in my head either.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.